Hi, this is DJ Bennett. I haven't done a think critically in a long time, and I'm just as clogged and nasal as ever. But here it is, the week of November 22nd, 2013, which means that this is exactly 50 years since John F. Kennedy was shot in Dallas, Texas on November 22nd, 1963. First thing I want to note is it true that when you go back in time exactly to the day, 50 years, it's always the same day of the week? Is that the way it always was? It's interesting because this Friday, November 22nd, is the same as Friday, November 22nd, 1963. As a person who was old enough to remember the John Kennedy assassination, what I remember is around 1 p.m., a little after, or maybe between 1 and 1:30, the principal entered my fourth grade class and announced that school was dismissed for the day. The president of the United States had been assassinated in Dallas. I don't think they said Dallas. And we got on our bikes and went home. Well, now it's 50 years later. And I just wanted to mention just briefly that it's amazing the way science and investigation works. Even in the 90s, so 20 years ago, it was still, of course, very possible to make all kinds of declarations and assertions that there was a conspiracy to kill John F. Kennedy and that Oswald did not act alone. But you can no longer say that. Yes, the book Case Closed was published in the early 90s, but that was to counter the Oliver Stone movie and all of the other stuff that was going on. In my personal case, I was a believer in everything woo-woo when I was young. When I was in 7th and 8th grade, I wrote science reports as science projects on UFOs and on paranormal events. And all I did was just read books and report what I read. But sometime in the 70s, I began to wake up. Actually, in 1967, there was a UFO sighting in my community. And one of the people who was reported to have reported the UFO was a friend of mine who was an eighth grader, as I was. And when he reported driving on the bluff, I know for a fact that Bobby wasn't driving a car on the bluff. But that's what he implied in what he said to the police. And so I knew it was just, it was all junk. Even if he saw something, it was all not reported correctly or whatever. So skepticism began to rise. Around 1968, my dad raised some questions, skeptical questions that made me think about what I was doing. And I began to become a critical thinker by the time the 70s rolled around. Though in the mid-70s, I was still a believer that a conspiracy had to have killed John F. Kennedy. God knows why I believed that, but it's what everybody else believed. So it was something that meant something to me because of that. And I mostly remember in the late 70s, when I had already moved out to California, I read a book, They've Killed the President, and that made me an expert for a while on the presidential assassination and on the conspiracies and all that, just like there are dozens of people who did that. In the 90s, when I moved to California, moved to Los Angeles, I became one of the people running a cafe called The Grassy Knoll here in Silver Lake. And The Grassy Knoll was based on the mythos about The Grassy Knoll in Dallas and the JFK assassination. And in 1993, on November 22nd, The Grassy Knoll hosted Dave Emery, who is a fascinating radio guy and conspiracy theorist. And Dave came in and talked about the John Fitzgerald Kennedy murder conspiracies for 10 hours on a Sunday. 10 hours, starting at like 10 in the morning, and with a break for lunch and a break for dinner, and going until late at night. He just got up and discussed all the different theories. Now, I was working the cafe, so I could not sit in on all 10 hours, and I wouldn't have anyway. But I did sit in on about 3 or 4, and I began to question the whole idea that there were all these really complicated conspiracies. I mean, I had friends say that you know, oh, David Lipton, he wrote a book that showed that they accessed Kennedy's body and they performed surgery on it so it would match their autopsy details and all this stuff. And all these utter fantasies that were told about the assassination. And I loved, and I still do, I love the Oliver Stone movie because it presents all these different alternative ideas all as present, because that's the way it was with things like this. But I realized after listening to so many people and getting so all excited and meeting all the people who were big conspiracy nuts and all that, I began to think, well, this obviously isn't true. Obviously, these conspiracies can't be true. There's just too many of them, and they don't make any sense, and they're not logical with each other. And so I decided to read the Warren Report, or at least the one volume. It was very easily available in the 70s, 80s, 90s, the Warren Report. So I picked that up for a buck from a used bookstore, and I read it, and I realized right away that the case had been badly mangled by the Dallas Police Department, who did not know how to deal with something that was so huge as a murder in their own town. And on top of that, the fact is that all of the people that were there for Mr. Kennedy's visit wanted to get the hell out of Dallas as quickly as they could, and they wanted to take the body with them. And so none of the investigation was done correctly. It was all the biggest mess, just one mess after another, one big mistake after another, constantly. And they had Oswald in custody, and they interviewed him for 12 hours, and none of his comments were written down or recorded. There's no recordings of any of the things he said, except for the occasional times that they put him in front of cameras and he said, I'm a patsy, or I don't know anything about that. They haven't charged me with that. Basically, what we know the most, because Lee's brother Robert came and talked to Lee there at the police station. And Robert walked away knowing that Lee had done something and had committed a crime. And he was really happy to get all the attention he was getting. Little did he know that he was going to get killed the next day, you know. But it was just badly mangled, as possibly badly handled as it could be. So to take the evidence that they had and turn it through the Warren Report made a lot more sense once I realized how bungled the whole thing had been. And then I began to note that what it seemed to me was that the FBI and the CIA did not want to look like the idiots that they were, because they'd had their eye on this guy, you know, in the country. And when he leaves the country and goes and defects to Russia and then defects back again, they knew who this guy was. So they knew that they hadn't kept their eye on him, and they'd fucked up really badly. So there's a lot of cover up by a lot of different people who want to avoid the suspicion that they let this happen. And in fact, all of that leads to all of the mythos that became the Kennedy assassination conspiracy theories. I mean, I had a guy tell me, big conspiracy guy, writes books and all that, who said it's the keystone to everything of the last 50 years. And that a conspiracy committed a presidential murder to change the government. And that was the key thing to everything. Well, we know better than ever, because the evidence can be examined, and we know better than ever that he was not shot from the front. He was shot from the back. They've even analyzed the direction of the skull cracks. You know, they know that the bullet that killed him came from behind. He was not shot from the front. All of the bullets that hit him came from Oswald's gun. Lee Harvey Oswald alone committed the act of killing the president. It's 100% proven. There is no doubt. Of course, there will still be conspiracy theories who say it's all planted and fake and all that stuff. Doesn't matter. They're wrong. It's become a religious, passionate religious idea that conspiracies are real. So anything that makes the conspiracy look bad makes them feel bad and incompletes their story. And their story is that they're the brave people that know the reality that happened at this horrible incident in time. And the straight world ignores reality. Well, bullshit. John Kennedy was murdered by a lone assassin named Lee Harvey Oswald. There was a lot of cover-up, which deserves to be analyzed, but that does not prove conspiracy. The only conspiracy was to cover up the connections that the people like the CIA and the FBI had to the guy who killed Kennedy. I'm sure hundreds will disagree with me, but you're wrong, just like you're wrong if you think that there was a conspiracy of our government to cause 9/11. You're wrong. The evidence does not show that. These things in time, these murders, the 9/11 event, the November 22nd murder in Dallas, these are moments that are studied more than any other moments in history. We know what happened in those minutes. Of course, there's still questions about certain things here and there, but any of the questions about what happened on November 22nd, 1963 in Dallas have been answered. No matter how much you want to dislike the answers that you hear, the answers are factual and have evidence behind them. So I just wanted to say that it's good that sometimes we can underline, underscore, put an exclamation point at the end of a sentence to say that we have answered these questions. And, of course, there will no one wants to believe that. They want to still say. I mean, I'm sure that the majority of Americans still think there was a conspiracy to kill John F. Kennedy. But, hey, majority of Americans think that the government's trying to take over health care, and that's not what the Affordable Care Act is at all. But it's what the line against it wants you to think it is, and they say it so many times, so often, so loudly, that most of the non-thinking people in the country think that that's the truth. That's a lie. That's how lies get carried forward. And it's a lie if somebody tells you that there's still a mystery about who shot Kennedy. Now, you can go to Robert Kennedy and talk about mysteries there, but even there, it's not so doubtful anymore. All right, so this is what I mean about thinking critically. So hopefully, if you disagree with me, you'll write to me, chillroom@gmail.com or chillroom@killradio.org, and I will answer you if I can. Okay? How's that? Is that a deal? All right? This is Think Critically here on killradio.org.